Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This is Rebecca Turner, and thank you for listening to the Good Things Podcast here on Super Talk Mississippi.
It's Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour.
But I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
You're listening to Good Things with Rebecca Turner.
But I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
Bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and things to do. Now, here's Rebecca.
Good afternoon, Super Talk Mississippi. You're tuned into your radio happy hour. That's the Good Things. I'm your host, Rebecca Turner. Don't forget, you can listen to Good Things. We are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Super Talk Mississippi app. And of course, you can always find us too on that local Super Talk Mississippi radio station. And you can watch us. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Super Talk TV. Today, we get to say hello to the new executive director, Billy Taylor, for the Mississippi Department of Rehab, and hear about one of their great events they've got coming up, Awareness Night. So welcome, Billy.
Thanks for having me, Rebecca.
I'll have to say you have big shoes to fill because Chris Howard was one of my favorites who always came in and talked about the good things that were going on there at the Department of Rehab. And boy, he really left you a good department to hand the reins over to.
He did. I wish I had a dollar for every time I've heard big shoes to fill over the past
Okay, so
past
maybe, and you know, it's your own shoes to fill in sort of that way. But I think you definitely have a good group and you have a good mission. But for those who may be just hearing about Mississippi Department of Rehab for the first time, or maybe not very sure of what all the resources you guys do. I know we can't go through all of them because there's a ton. How do you, Billy, sort of explain to people what the Department of Rehab does?
Yeah, I like to think of it as the one-stop shop for Mississippians with disabilities. So we have all the disability-related programs, and there's three major programs. Our vocational rehab programs, which helps individuals get back in the workforce or maintain their job in the workforce. We have what we call the Office of Special Disability Programs, which is an independent living program that helps individuals remain living in their home rather than in a nursing home. That provides a lot of personal care attendant services through a couple of Medicaid waivers. And then we also have the Disability Determination Services, which is where we make the determination whether or not somebody's eligible for Social Security disability benefits.
So y'all are never slow day.
We're not. You know, we have 50 offices around the state, about 1,000 employees. Pretty big outfit, but really the easiest way to think of us is just the one-stop shop for Mississippians with disabilities. So if you know somebody that has a disability, we probably have a program out there that could help them either get a job or live independently.
I know that to be true because there's a lot of folks I've met now understanding more of what you guys do and have said, hey, have you looked at MDRS for that? Hey, have you connected that? And they're like, no, I didn't know they had this or I didn't know they had that. And I'm like, yes, they're a resource. Like, you know, if you have a disability or you live with someone who does or know someone who's going through different phases or stages, it's always good to sort of check in and see if you guys have something to help, particularly when it comes to like education, schooling, those type of things. You never know until you ask, right?
That's right. Yeah, and a lot of our counselors do individualized plans with these individuals around the state. So we'll have a counselor sit down with them and really map out the roadmap to success for that individual. So all of our programs are very much individualized in that aspect. It's not like cookie cutter type situation. You know, these counselors have been trained in college. A lot of them have master's degrees to have those, you know, heart-to-heart conversations with Mississippians that have disabilities and be able to help them find their best path forward.
So how did your path wind up at Mississippi Department of Rehab, Billy?
See, I've been in the executive director role for about 2 months now, but I've been at the agency for almost 15 years. So I started out back in 2010 as the attorney that represented the agency. And I did that for about 4 years, and then when Chris Howard became the executive director in 2015, he hired me into the chief of staff position. So from 15 until 2 months ago, I was the agency's chief of staff and kind of handled a lot of the support functions and a bit of the behind-the-scenes type stuff at the agency. And then in February of this year is when Chris announced his retirement, and then the board named me as the new executive director starting on May the 1st.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
8 weeks in, and I think I just heard it referred to as drinking from a water hose. Is that how you feel?
That's a very good way to describe it, yeah. I feel like I learned a lot over the past 15 years, but I've learned a lot more over the past 8 weeks, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. But again, go back to just what a great organization that you guys have and so many good things. And one of the things is having these events where you bring awareness to disability, but also to all of the things that are available for those living with a disability. So that is coming up. You've got your Disability Awareness Night. So tell us all about that. Billy?
Yeah, so this is the second year we've done this. It's really just a fun night for the disability community to all come together to one place and just have a night of community and fellowship amongst this group. So we'll have all of our programs there represented. A lot of the different disability groups will be there. And we give out tickets to any of our clients that are interested in coming, you know, family members, anybody from the different disability groups can give us a call at 800-443-1000. Or they can send an email to our communications department, and we will get them on the list for free tickets to that night. And it's really just an opportunity for all of the disability community to come together and just enjoy a night of baseball and fellowship, learn about the different programs that we have, some of the different supports that the disability groups around the state can provide. And so, yeah, really just a kind of a night off from a normal everyday grind and just to come together as a community of Mississippians with disabilities.
So this is at Trustmont Park. It's coming up July 29th. So it's also one of the last times I guess you'll get to see the Braves here. So that'd be a good opportunity to come out and do that.
Yes. Yeah. I know they have a few more home games. But yeah, this was on July the 29th at 6:05 will be the first pitch. There's fireworks after the game. The kids can run the bases. We have some of our clients singing the national anthem and a speaker that's going to, I think, kick off the event that night. So, yeah, a lot of good fun stuff that night. We'll have a lot of vendors and disability groups set up in the concourse, giving out giveaways and information about their different agencies. So yeah, good night to all get in one spot.
You mentioned the word community, Billy, and I think that's one thing that I find most beautiful about the disability community is that it is. It feels like everyone comes together, everyone joins in to try to share resources and information and opportunities and sort of also see those grow and flourish if people have sort of new ideas. Is that very intentional to sort of flourish this idea of a community, or is it just that Mississippians are just that cool and it kind of comes together naturally?
No, there really is a community feel to it. It's really a tight-knit community. I mean, there's many different disability organizations, and they all do a good job of catering to, you know, certain disability types around the state. But this night is really just the opportunity for all those different disability groups and different communities to come together and just have one night of fellowship and fun together.
Why is it important, Billy, to continue to raise the awareness? I mean, it seems like, you know, every time you turn around, it may be that you're hearing about it or that someone's reminding folks of the different resources that they have to offer. But why is it important that we keep sharing that? Why is it important that we keep having these events, you keep having these conversations, you keep sharing what's at MDRS?
Yeah, we hear so often that we're the best-kept secret in the state because once you provide services to a family or services to a client, they're just so thankful for the way that changed their lives. And they always say, like, I had no idea this kind of thing existed. So I feel like that's one of the main parts of my job and our agency's job is to get the word out to Mississippians, especially Mississippians with disabilities, of the services we provide. But I think it's just one of those things that people don't really pay much attention to it or think much about it until it really hits home and affects their family or, you know, one of their loved ones has some, you know, significant trauma in their life or issue comes up that leads to them having a disability. And that's when they first, you know, really start getting acclimated to some of the services we provide. So we're going to continue just to push the word out around the state. That way people know to go to our agency when you have any kind of disability arise in your life. And we want to be that one-stop shop. I believe the legislature did a good job. I think it was in 1990 when they formed our agency. They kind of took a few different disability-type programs and brought them all together under one state agency. And I feel like it provides a lot of continuity to Mississippians with disabilities to know that MDRS is the place we go to get services, regardless of what that service may need to be. Because a lot of our programs are unrelated to one another, other than the fact that they serve people with disabilities. So I feel like they did a good job whenever they organized our agency, you know.
And for people who say, oh, maybe I'm not that disabled, or I don't want to take away from somebody else, or I don't, you know, I hate to be a bother. What do you say to that about coming in and utilizing the resources that are there?
Yeah, we actually get that a lot. So we get a lot of federal dollars that flow into the state for the very purpose of getting people with disabilities, whether they're major disabilities or minor disabilities, into the workforce and keeping them in the workforce. So the thought is, you know, the more we can have people in the workforce being taxpayers, you know, enjoying the benefits that come with having that career that they're after, that full-time employment, the better off we are as a nation, as a state. So we have, you know, plenty of resources there to do just that, to try to get them comfortable in their working environment, to get them to that next level in their career, whether that's looking at getting an advanced degree or some credential, or, you know, maybe a master's degree or something like that. And we can provide all the services to get you from where you are now to where you ultimately want to be.
And all it takes is a phone call, at least to ask. That's what I always say, Billy. If someone wants to connect with MDRS, and they're, I know you mentioned 50 places around the state, how do we find the one that's right for us?
Yeah, so on our website, you can go to mdrs.ms.gov. We have an office locator feature, mm-hmm. so you can click the county that you live on, and it'll tell you, or live in, it'll tell you the closest MDRS office to you. So I know with 50 offices, we're, you know, pretty much most of the biggish cities around the state.
I like it.
So, yeah, the office locator feature is a nice way to...
Big-ish.
Yeah.
That is the best described for Mississippi cities. Well, welcome, Billy Taylor. I know this will be the first of many times you'll be here on Good Things. We appreciate you. And, again, that's Trustmark Park on June the 29th for the Braves game for your disability awareness event. I appreciate your time. You guys stick with us. We got more for you up next.
Well, I bet that you look good on the dance floor.
Making your afternoon just a little brighter. It's Good Things with Rebecca Turner on Super Talk Mississippi.
Remind me. Who sings this?
David Lee Murphy.
We got to see them. They opened for Garth Brooks in New Orleans. And this is like one of those songs that reminds me of my childhood. I could listen to it all day. But we won't. We got some good things to get to. Reminding you, too, that coming up on Tuesday, the Ricky Matthews Show and Middays with Jarrod Gilbert will be at the Mississippi Municipal League annual conference in Biloxi. Practice that all afternoon. It's an event, not really, that brings city and county leaders from across the state together as they look to the future for the Magnolia State. So our coverage is brought to you by Raymond James and the Covington County Hospital. So Raymond James Public Finance provides innovative solutions to all types of government financing needs to help make communities across Mississippi even better places to live. So to learn more, you can visit rjworksformississippi.com or Covington County Hospital, where your health care matters. Go to covingtoncountyhospital.com as well. Or just stay tuned to Super Talk, and you'll get all that coverage coming up on Tuesday. Here on Good Things, if you want to stay up to date with all we're doing, the best way is to stay connected over on the Good Things Facebook group, which we would love to have you, our ever-growing family there. Just go to the Book of Faces. If you waste your time there, you might as well be with us. Type in Good Things with Rebecca Turner, pop up. You, Rhino or myself, you can't let yourself in. I meant you as in Rhino. Rhino or myself will let you in into the party, and you can see.
In fairness, it's usually Rebecca.
Well, either way, you still have the power.
I have
to
the
do
authority.
It.
I never get to it, though. It'll ding, and I'll go, oh, my turn. I'll click on it. It's like, nope, already approved.
No, already approved, yes. And remember, it's Good Things, so we just have a little fun there. And I can't remember now. It had to be sometime back in May when I mentioned the fact that the first of summer was sometime at the end of June and how we would all be melting away by that time. And my prediction was correct. Now, it's not as hot as it could be or it's going to be. It's getting there, though. But many of us have already really shifted gears into like summer mode here in Mississippi. However, January the 20th is your official start day to summer, where I guess the rest of the world catches up, or I guess the rest of here in the United States catches up to the idea.
The Northern Hemisphere.
The Northern Hemisphere, that idea that it can be summertime.
Because then in Australia, it's the first day of winter.
I thought somewhere was like completely backwards. So if you're traveling, man, your head's really like, woo! I don't know what to pack. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle this and all the things. But I want you to fill in the blank. You know it's officially summer in Mississippi when... dot, dot, dot. 601-879-4395 is the C Spire text line. You can join us there. Jeff Tubbs, one of our best listeners, says the temperature brings to mind that level in Super Mario 3 where the sun is trying to kill you. Those memes will start going around and we laugh at them every year because we feel that way. We feel genuinely that way.
The sun is attacking me personally.
So for me, a few things start to shift. I don't always, and I know I should, and I know it's not just for the temperature in your car, but it's also for like the protection of your car. What do you call that? The
dashboard?
Dashboard, steering wheel, and all that. But about this time, mid-June, I will start putting the little, what do you call that thing?
Sunshade.
Sunshade. Why can't I can't find these words. But, yeah, I know it, the little sunshade up, partially because it does take effort. I mean, look, I get it, not much. You just pull it from the back seat or wherever and you pop it up. But it is an extra step or two. And it may all be in my head in terms of temperature in the car. But if your car is left out just baking, then it does feel like you at least tried to do something to make it just less hot.
I mean, some people swear by tint, but... A, you can only go so dark with tint, mm-hmm. and B, tint only helps so much if you have a darker car.
Which is mine's black. But I don't have really dark tint. Mine's just sort of keeping it from the windshield. So I feel like that's like I know it's officially summer when I've reached that level of, okay, I'm going to take the extra effort, especially if I'm being somewhere for several hours.
Oh, yeah.
To do that so the car's not quite so oven-like whenever I leave.
The first thing that popped in mind for me, I feel like it may be from my childhood and it's not quite as apropos anymore just because times have changed. But growing up, at least, I remember you knew it was summertime when the snow cone place was open.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was only open in the summertime.
Absolutely.
You could not go get a snow cone
but
in October.
But it's there all year.
Oh, yeah. The building's there.
Taunting you. Yeah. It's like... snow cones, no, absolutely not. It's
now I feel like there are more places that have snow cones available year round, but growing up that was like a surefire sign that you are in summertime is if there's a line wrapped around the snow cone place.
So I worked at a snow shack back in the early 2000s. It was one of the best summer jobs ever. Lots of fun. You stayed cool. Everybody else on the other side did not. But a shout out to Nandy's Candy here in Central Mississippi. If you are in the area or driving through for whatever reason, they have a wonderful establishment there, right there in the right off 55 there in Jackson. And they got this beautiful red front door. And you just walk up, you ring a bell, they come up and take your snow cone order. And it's not like it is like traditional snow cones, but it feels better. They do something different with the ice and do all the things. And so I'll have to say, yeah, it's summertime with our kids whenever we go. We always get the commemorative cup each year. It's kind of like a running thing that we do. And then you get it cheaper, obviously, like anything, when you go back and refill it. And so that feels like a real start to summer for us as well. Someone said, I know it's summer when I have sweat in places I didn't know sweat could go. That's Mississippi, June, July, August, and most of September. I mean, it's just – I do appreciate the technology in undergarments. That, like, wicking technology deserves more gold stars than I think we genuinely give it. Because if you do transition to any type of wicking breeches or wicking underwear or wicking bras or wicking undershirts, like, you don't realize – or even wicking socks – like, if you just don't realize how nice it is.
Yeah, until you go back to using cotton.
And then you're
like, I ran out of those. I got some cotton left. And it's like, whoa.
Correct.
There's a big difference.
There is a huge difference in that, especially if you have to be out and about or walking around or transitioning sort of at all. It is worth the investment if you haven't ever done that. The Smith County watermelons being sold on the side of the road. Absolutely. We had a great opportunity last year to talk to one of the Smith County watermelon farmers. They will let you know, though, that not all of them on the side of the road are Smith County. And so just make sure you do a little due diligence if you really want a Smith County watermelon, but now is the time that they're going to be out there and selling those just delicious, delicious watermelons.
Johnny and Brandon brings back another childhood memory. When you turn on the hose to water the plant,
yes,
and the water coming from the hose is hot enough to scald you.
And you learn, like, you have to, if you're watering your plants or watering your garden, you have to give it a minute. Or it's like,
or if you're just drinking from the hose,
you just have to pause and just let Mother Nature take its course with it. And it's like that slow change from boiling hot to the temperature just slowly declines. And it's that immediate, ah, there it is. That is what I am. That's what I'm looking for. You know, it's summer when Mama has you cut off the pilot light on the space heater. Absolutely. Yeah. You don't need that on anymore. That doesn't need to be running. Your fireplaces, too, if you hadn't taken time to do that. If you've got gas logs, just go on, like, blow it out. You're just sitting there wasting.
I mean, you can't just turn it.
Oh, that's no fun. There's some. It's like pushing a button, blowing out the light. That's all part of just the joy in life. Candy bars instantly begin to melt as you eat them, Jeff and Pontotoc said. Oh, yeah. Like, that's. That's where when your kids come home and they got to go to the treasure box or candy box or whatever, and it's like the little fun-sized chocolate. That, absolutely not. Not my car. Mm-mm. It's just going to be bleh.
It's when you throw it in the fridge and have it for dessert after supper.
And then it's that weird sort of shape.
It's the funky shape.
But it's the funky shape.
For some reason, those taste better to me.
Because you know that it worked hard to stay alive?
I guess so.
Or that it didn't just completely become a... It is impressive that... Like, it stays within its wrapper. I know if you step on it or squish it the right way, it, like, some...
It's almost like the sun tempers the chocolate or something.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've never thought about it, but I bet I'll have an opportunity at some point this summer to test out
your
theory.
You'll have to test it out.
Mm-hmm. When the red wasps are aggressive, they're aggressive because they're hot. Like, they're... You know, I've never kind of empathized with the red wasp until now. I'm like, I get it. They're hot. They're mad. You're also...
They can go be hot or mad somewhere else.
I totally agree with that. They're nothing that I want around. But if you came poking at my house and when I was cool and happy in there, and then I would probably come out angry too around this time of year. Keith and Meridian, when your garden looks beautiful in the morning, and all droopy and sad when you get home in the evening, it's like it's just completely... given up on life. It's like, how dare you leave me out here in this triple degree heat to just suffer alone. Yes, it's very true. Happy in the morning, sad in the afternoon for your gardens. Make sure you're watering them well. But stick with us. We got more for you coming up next.
Becca Turner.
She looks healthy and sane.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner continues on Super Talk Mississippi.
Good Things, streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app. We hope you've downloaded that. We're also streaming live over at the Supertalk. I just got distracted by our guest who's joining us today, which is Brian Haydad, a familiar face here on Supertalk, obviously with Sports Talk Mississippi coming up next, and his very popular Thunder and Lightning podcast, as well as the Thunder and Lightning Live on Wednesdays. But I was also going to say, on your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station and Supertalk TV, which you turn to look at. Yes,
yeah,
you never
right.
get to see yourself on
no,
the...
I get to see myself, but it's usually just my head. This is a lot more of me.
This is a lot more of me.
I was told once that the more you can get of me on camera, the higher the ratings are.
So.
Well, I've always been told the less of me, so, you know.
I don't know.
There you go. I do want to say, someone said, do not blow out the pilot light without turning the valve out. That's dangerous, so recant that. So I don't want anybody getting in trouble or blowing up their house or whatever from me. So I recant that. So say, you know, safety first or whatever. In fact, you know what? Don't listen to anything I say here.
It's like that episode of King of the Hill where Peggy Hill's like, when you mix ammonia and bleach, you make a great cleaning solution. Peggy, that's the recipe for mustard gas.
So, yes, again, don't take any advice from me when it comes to things like that. But we do want to keep people safe here. But we also want to have a little fun. We always have a good question here. And today, Brian, ours is, you know, it's summer in Mississippi. When is June the 20th is the first day of summer. So how would you fill in the blank with that?
For me, it's two things. It's does my shirt stick to me as soon as I walk outside? Or for me, wearing glasses, if they fog up on the trip from my house to the car. That's
because that's how cool it's cool in your
house. Keep it 68 in the house. We keep it, you know, the air conditioner's always running in the car. But at that 20 steps, they get fogged up.
I get that. Yep. And it's definitely summer. But it's also summer, too, when you guys, you and Robbie Falk with Thunder and Lightning get back out and trek across the state for your catfish tour, which Rhino and I are pretty salty about because we have said, why can't we get some kind of tour? I even heard Lance and Paul say that they would do like a breakfast tour since they're up early in the morning.
We need to get you a tour.
We want a Bloody Mary tour, but I'm not really sure that is going to.
That's tough for radio.
That's tough for radio, but I'm still putting it out there.
End of the show, you're like, it's Rebecca Turner. Good
it's day. Only an hour. I mean, you know. I'm just saying,
those things can be stout.
So, I know. Okay, so the catfish tour, though, this is something cool. This is the second year that you guys have done this. Mm-hmm. How do the two fit so well? What you guys do on the podcast, then obviously your love of food and catfish.
Well, we just started talking about it. It's one of those things that just sort of born out of thin air where we were talking about, like, oh, it would be cool to go around. There's so many great little places in this state. It would be good to go around and do it. And then we made that relationship with Superior Catfish, who, of course, we have a great relationship with them here at Super Talk. They're the host of they sponsor Steve Azar's show. And you're welcome, Steve, by the way. I made that happen. It's cool if you want to send me a gold record or something. And it just kind of blossomed from there, and we had a really good time doing it last year. We went to five locations plus the Neshoba County Fair, which was I'd never been. You know, being in Mississippi and never going to that, but I can cross it off the list now. So we were really keen to do a second year, and that's what we're doing this year. And we started last week at Obie's in Starkville. We kept it close to home, and we'll be out all around the state over the next 2 weeks. And then we're taking a little break, and then we finish up on the 12th of July.
I know y'all are coming back this way in central Mississippi next week. Where are y'all hitting up next week?
Next week we will be in Flowood at the Fannin Mart to enjoy some Superior catfish. This week, tomorrow, we will be in Boyle, Mississippi. You know where that is?
Not boiling, but
no.
Boyle.
It may be boiling hot.
It may be boiling hot, but not yet.
But no, it's about 10 minutes from what I can tell south of Cleveland, so we'll be in the Delta tomorrow.
Oh, it may be hard to beat that catfish.
It should be. So it's going to be. I'm really looking forward to the catfish cabin. If you're in the Delta area tomorrow, please come out and join me and Robbie around lunchtime. Get some catfish and hear a little MSU sports and about a great Mississippi company in Superior Catfish.
One of the best things about our small Mississippi towns is there's about a catfish house and about
every
one of them, right? Yeah. That has sort of their own take on something that's so familiar. Mm-hmm. It's just your catfish, your hush puppy, french fries, coleslaw, but then it's not, right? Like it's kind of the same thing with fried fish. So now that you've kind of been around and had a few plates, like what is it that makes it the same but then different everywhere you go?
Everybody's breading is different. You know, some places it's like really crispy. Sometimes it's not. It's like sometimes it's like a cracker. You know, it's like you get real crunch when you're in there. But sometimes it's just as nice, light, soft. But it still has some crunch to it. The way they season it, some people are a little heavier handed with the Cajun seasoning. Some people keep it pretty simple. But every place we've been to, I would go back to the catfish there, if not more.
What about the sides?
You know, I'm not a big sides guy. I'm not slaw. I don't like beans. I'm not really going French fries. When we went last week to Obie's, they know me in there because I'm in there at least once every other week getting catfish, and they were just like two cheese toast. I was like, yes, that's my two sides. I just get two pieces of cheese toast. I make a little catfish sandwich out of that.
No hush puppies.
I don't like hush puppies.
What about tartar sauce?
No, absolutely not. Hot sauce though. I'll put a little Tabasco or a little Crystal on there.
My grandmother just rolled over in her grave.
Well, I'm sorry. What was
Granny Smith?
Granny Smith. Is it really Granny Smith?
It was Granny Smith.
Did she invent the apples?
My dad is also John Smith.
Is he? Okay, there you go. Well, I'm sorry, Granny Smith. I don't care for tartar sauce, though.
Well, she made the best, and we've always that she should sell it. Like, we should have sold her recipe. My mom still has taken over that recipe.
I'm just telling you right now, if you bottle up Granny Smith's homemade tartar sauce, people will buy it.
Yes, they will buy it. Just not Ron Haydad.
No, I wouldn't buy it. Well, my wife likes it.
Yeah. So you buy it for somebody else, not for that way.
My mom would enjoy it.
Do you put your hot sauce on the fish or in your ketchup?
I don't eat ketchup.
What?
No, ketchup is horrible.
Are you born in Mississippi?
I was. I am.
Yes.
And, I just put it on the fish.
Just put it on the fish. Okay. So, well, we like the hot sauce in the hot, in the ketchup.
And then you I don't like ketchup. Wow. I'm not a condiment person, by and large.
You're complicated.
I it's funny. You think I'd be skinny as picky as I am, but I guess what I like to eat, I eat a lot of. So.
Well, and you also like to cook. When it starts to get hotter outside, do you change your does your menu at home change? Like, do you have the recipes and all change?
No, I mean, you don't want to do like a chili or a gumbo when it's hot like this. But I try to go out and grill every weekend if I can, whether it's hot or cold outside. I always say, if it's cold outside, I'll stand by the grill. It's hot there, and I'll just go back inside. It's warm in there, so unless it's raining, I'll be outside cooking most weekends.
With your family, which I love, you've got two girls, right?
Yeah.
I have two girls.
Yeah.
You have an Emily. I have an Emily.
Yes.
Spelt differently, but...
Is it?
And,
what do you have?
Two E's.
Two E's. I got a Y.
E-M-I-L-E-E.
I have a Y.
After a Y. And how old is your Emily?
She literally turned 15 2 days ago.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I have a 4-year-old going on 15.
Okay. Right? I got you.
Sort of feels like. So you shared a story about getting her balloons for her friend at cheer camp the other day on Sports Talk Mississippi. And when I tell you, so that's not my Emily. My Emily's still sweet and respectable at 4. It's the 11, almost 12-year-old.
Yeah.
That when you describe walking in and she looked at you like you had.
Yeah. When I'm doing the thing she had asked me to do.
I thought, how relate? That is so relatable.
It's just every teenage girl. My oldest daughter is autistic, so really my youngest daughter is my first teenager, and so I just take the punches as they come.
So was it? And I wanted to ask: did you get the look because she was embarrassed that you brought the balloons in and didn't bring them to the side? Did you ruin the surprise?
No,
for your friend?
No, it wasn't a surprise. She told me later that she just thought she was trying to act surprised that she didn't think I was coming. When I told her, I was like, "Yeah, I'll do it." So I don't know why she would think I wasn't going to do it, but I think she was embarrassed just because I'm her dad.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what mine would have been. Oh, you're embarrassed that I walked in with the balloons.
Yes.
Like, not that I brought the balloons, not that I'm here, but that I walked in like,
I should have just snapped my fingers and the balloons appeared, and that would have been easier for her.
Or somehow been able to sneak them. But yeah, navigating that teenage world. I'm going to let you go first because you're about, 3 years ahead of me?
Uh-huh.
She's almost 12. So you take notes for that.
Sure.
And then let us in on
that. You ever question it, you know what to do. Just hit me up, and I'll be like, I don't know.
So when you're not watching sports or soccer, which I know that's something you and Rhino definitely. Oh, speaking of soccer, we've got to start a GoFundMe to get him to the World Cup that's coming, what is it, next year?
2026, yeah.
So we got to figure
this
out.
Why does he get to go? I don't get to go?
I have a feeling you're already
going to. I wasn't planning on going, but if we can get money, if we can get other people to pay for it, Rhino, I'm all in.
So I'm going to need. So we need to start this. Like, this needs to happen because.
So basically, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Sponsor.
Are we going to see the Americans, or do you want to? Is there another international team you want to see?
We have the pathway for the Americans. It just depends on if they get first in the group or second in the group as to whether or not they're going to be in certain places.
Okay.
But I imagine those tickets will be incredibly difficult to get, and we'll have a lottery.
We're going to go see Hungary versus Ecuador.
We could go to Jerry's World or over to Atlanta or
they're
something.
Nashville? They're in Nashville.
Are they at LP Field?
I think they're going to be at the new stadium. That's supposed to open by
then.
So. I don't care where y'all go. But the World Cup cannot come on U.S. soil and Rhino not be able to at least stand outside and hear the chants and cheers.
It'd be like those girls who go to the Taylor Swift concerts and just stand on the bridge. I think there was a goal, Rhino. I think we scored.
I would be happy because as much as I know he appreciates the sport and follows it, to know that it came this close, that would be like if when the Olympics are coming back, aren't they, in 20?
I think it's the next round.
The next round they may be back here. And that would be something I couldn't imagine if I had the opportunity. But they come around here to the United States more than the World Cup does. You got to run off. I know you're going to take this chair in a couple minutes.
I am.
All right. Well, stick with us. We got more for you coming up next.
But I can only get so fancy. Got a little dirt on my boots. But I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels. But they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club. Gonna cut a rug. Burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots. But we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
Rebecca Turner.
She's smart and pretty.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner continues on Super Talk Mississippi.
To Good Things. Don't forget we are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app. Hope you have downloaded that. Of course, you can always find us too on that local Supertalk Mississippi radio station, but don't forget to watch us. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Head on over to Supertalk TV. You'll see a friendly face and a familiar face on TV. No, it's not 3 o'clock just yet, but Sports Talk Mississippi is coming up next. We've got Brian Hyatt. Hey, Dad. I saw him walking in the hall and I said, hey, buddy, just come in, sit down and catch up. We don't ever get to, you know, we're on the air, like, you know, bookends to each other, but you're always in Starkville. You know, we're here. And so even though we're a family, we never really get to see each other. So
well, that's kind of how family is, though.
The good kind.
Yeah. Well, no, I wasn't trying to say that. I was just saying, I was telling Alex before, I just moved my mom up to Starkville after what an ordeal that's been for the last 20 years trying to get her to move, but finally got her up there, and I thought she's seen her grandchildren more in the last 2 weeks than she has the previous 10 years, probably.
Yeah, you're going to really enjoy that.
I already am. So yeah.
And we were talking about family. I love that your family does a little things different when it comes to vacations that you share often. You guys pick a different city to go to instead of just mountains or beach, which there's nothing wrong with that if that's your flow and your family enjoys that. But you guys go into the great unknown, which would give me incredible hives to sort of think about, like not knowing where to go or sort of the routine. How did that start?
Well, it started with the first family vacation I remember taking outside of Disney World, which never again.
You should do it once.
I've done it twice, and
that was two times.
I'm done. I'm tapping out. We went to New Orleans, and I mean, I know my way around New Orleans. Been there many times. It was a lot of fun, and it's just become a thing where it's like, let's go some different places. You know, I think one year it was we wanted to go somewhere where it wasn't hot. Mm-hmm. So we went to New York, and that was a lot of fun. And then we went to St. Louis a couple years ago, and that was a really good time. St. Louis is a lot of fun. And then this year we let our oldest daughter pick for her graduation gift, and she picked Denver. There's a YouTube creator there who has a like a museum is not the right word. It's like this interactive thing. I went to it, and I've never done any kind of illicit drugs, but that must be what it's like walking around in there. I was just like, what is this? But she was having a great time. So, but it's funny you said the mountains. We went to Denver, and we went up in the mountains. We went up and toured Rocky Mountain National Park, and I've never seen mountains before. It was really, really cool. I had a funny moment where they're like, we're going to see some lakes. And I was like, lakes? Great. It's March. Lakes. Yeah. Frozen ice is what it was. Everywhere. I was like, oh, yeah. You say lake to a Mississippian in March, I think nice green fields and little deer coming to drink out of the lake. No, just a frozen pond.
It's not a pond, but they're bigger. I got to go to Denver in October, and it's still snow. Everything's snowed.
It's crazy.
Over. We're basically still walking around in shorts and flip flops and all the things sort of here. Do y'all have a formula to it though? Because when you go, talking about like the sights to see or not knowing what you'll have, like we're going to go to some main attractions, but also try to find some hole in the walls. Like how do y'all put your trip together?
We're big museum people. We like to find a museum, natural science, or whatever, and do that. We love zoos. I, at my advanced age, still like going to the zoo. So we try to do that. And then for restaurants, we're always told, like, everybody gets one pick that we lock in. So, like, what do you want to eat one night? We want to eat this. Like, my youngest daughter, she wanted to eat Asian food. So, like, we found a little place that served dumplings and stuff, and so that was her place. I wanted to go to this steakhouse, so we went to that. And we just try to be democratic about it as best we can. And then the rest of the stuff we just plan out is based on what we know we like and don't like and try to have fun.
How do you pick your city?
Yeah, just kind of randomly. I mean, it really is, you know, we have a debate, and sometimes we'll pull a name out of the hat sometimes. Just try to make it, and everybody just has to go along with it. So.
Oh, that's fun. Like, everybody bring a city to the hat?
Yeah.
Put it in. Sort of thing. What's the next Hey Dad vacation?
I believe we're going to Chicago next summer.
Fun.
And my wife's a big Cubs fan. She wants to finally go to Wrigley Field. I am not a Cubs fan. I'm a Giants fan. So I said, let's try to see if we can get the Giants and the Cubs next summer and go up there for that. So.
I always thought that I was going to do my graduate school in Chicago, but I met a boy. And a bar.
We ruined everything.
Y'all ruined everything.
I know. I'm sorry. I apologize for all of us.
But almost 17 years later of marriage, I think it worked out.
It worked
pretty
out
fun.
Good.
And
yeah.
I have visited Chicago a couple of times, and I probably wouldn't have survived. It's probably the Lord knew that like little girl should stay, not in big city. And
there you
so,
go.
But it's good to. It's absolutely good to visit. I don't know if I could have. I'd figured it out probably.
Yeah, you would have been fine.
I would have been fine. Sort of eventually.
Yeah.
I think. Hopefully. Maybe so.
Maybe so.
One of the other things I love about you, Brian Haydad, is your love of wrestling. So I grew up, my parents
I'm going in a couple weeks.
Did not watch wrestling, but my best friend in high school, she had three older brothers and a dad who was obsessed with it. And I can still remember walking in, Dumb and Dust Page!
Yeah.
And like all the things and watching Wrestling Mania and it just being like the whole thing.
Yeah.
So how have you just stayed with it all these years?
I got away from it for a while. And then when the new company AEW came back, I got back into it because I just wanted something different. And I've really enjoyed that. I'm going to see a live show on July 6th that's in South Haven.
Mm-hmm.
And then later in July, they're in Nashville. And my daughter and I are going. My oldest daughter, I don't even know how long. She has a lust for blood. Like, if the wrestling isn't the most violent steel chair, broken glass wrestling,
like it.
She'll ask me, she'll be like, is this a death match? No. Okay, you come get me if somebody gets busted open. And so the one we're going to in Nashville, there's going to be a 20-foot-high steel cage match. And
she's out for blood.
Oh, she wants to see it. She's excited.
I love it. Next time you need to bring her.
Oh, I'll do it.
You guys stick with us. You got Brian Haydad and the other guys coming up next with Sports Talk from 3 to 6. Rhino and I will meet you back here tomorrow at 2. But until then, I hope you all find time for the good things.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.